Good afternoon, everybody. We'd like to welcome friends, family, and everyone to the celebration of Nathan Hawley achieving Scouting's highest award. The Eagle rank is very special. It's the culmination of a scout's entire scouting career. And this is a celebration of Nathan's achievement and Nathan's journey to get to the Eagle rank. So I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Please help Nathan celebrate this today as we not only take a little journey down memory lane, so to speak, to talk about Nathan's journey to Eagle, but we also talk about what the Eagle rank means. And, you know, as a scout goes along, what it involves. So at this moment in time, I would like to invite Nathan's pastor, Reverend Cynthia McBride, to give the invocation.
Will you pray with me? Oh God, we invoke your name this day as creator. We give thanks for the beauty of nature, the glory of your creation, for valleys and mountain peaks, for flowing streams and roaring oceans. We give thanks, O God, for the eagle that soars in the sky, lifting our eyes up high that we might glimpse your glory. O God, we invoke your name this day as giver of life. We give thanks for Nathan's life, for his birth, for your presence watching over him every day. And we pray your continued blessing upon his life's journey. We invoke your name, O Holy One, as Christ, as Son of God, knowing that there are people of many faiths who live in this world. We give thanks for the gift of the Christian faith, which embraces the same moral teachings that scouting embodies. Lord Jesus, we pray your blessing upon Nathan. We celebrate with him this day, marking his receiving, his earning, his achieving the rank of eagle. O Christ, we pray that you will watch over him in his life's journey yet to come, that he may guide others to the peaks where your glory is known, not just the mountains he might climb, but the challenges he will help others to face with honesty and integrity. O God, we invoke your name this day and give you thanks. Amen.
Now, William, would you please come forward and for the presentation of the colors?
Audience, please rise. Color guard attention, audience attention. Color guard forward march. Color guard halt. Prepare to post the colors. Post the colors. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two. Scout sign. Please join me in the Scout Oath and Law. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Two. Color Guard reform ranks. About face. Color guard forward march. Color guard halt. Color guard at ease, audience at ease.
Good afternoon. Like I said, we'd like to invite, we're thankful that Nathan's friends and family could be with us today. We're also thankful that some of Nathan's former leaders could be here today to help kind of tell the story of Nathan, I guess we were supposed to speak. I'd like to thank Jeff Dukart for being here to help with the celebration, Jeff Hover, and myself. I'm Larry Ryman. I'm the current Scoutmaster of Troop 13. So with much further ado, we also like to thank Mr. Ward, who's our committee chair, who is also here to help celebrate and present Nathan's special day. So without further ado, as we repeat the Scout Oath each time we are together, we are reaffirming our, Nathan, please come forward. These always have a few. As we repeat the Scout Oath each time we are together, we are reaffirming ourselves to try and live up to its three charges. Invite Nathan forward to rededicate himself to these three tenets by lighting the candles that symbolize them. The gold candle on the top of the pyramid is a symbol of the scout we honor today, who has worked hard to incorporate everything the candles below it in this pyramid symbolizes. The three tenets of the Scout Oath are duty to God, striving to live a godly life and bring glory to our Creator through your words, actions, and service to mankind. Duty to others, doing a good turn daily in the service of others, and always being willing to help out to serve the greater good. And duty to self, keeping oneself physically strong through good choices, habits in life, mentally awake through continued study and working to improve your knowledge and understanding of the world, and morally straight by striving to incorporate the 12 words of the Scout Law as a part of who you are, making the hard but proper choice even when no one is watching. And now I would like to invite up our Master of Ceremonies, Jeff Hover, to start.
Good afternoon. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Those are nice words. Trouble is, we learn them so young that sometimes don't get all the understanding that go with them. We take care of that in our troop. As each boy reaches scout age, we make sure he learns the scout law. Then the leaders work to break it down for him with a few things we've picked up in the many years since we've all learned it.
Scout is trustworthy.
The badge of honesty. Having it lets you look at any man straight in the eye. Lacking it, he won't look back. Keep it at the top of your list.
Scout is loyal.
The very word is itself, for without loyalty, we have no love of people or country.
A scout is helpful.
Part sharing, part caring. By helping each other, we help ourselves, not to mention mankind. Be always full of help.
A scout is friendly.
Brotherhood is part of that word. You can take it in a lot of directions, and do, but make sure and start with brotherhood. Allow each person his human dignity, which means a lot more than saying yes, ma'am, or thank you, sir. It reflects an attitude that later in life you wish you honor more earlier in life. Save yourself that problem. Do it now. This one word would stop wars and erase hatreds, but it's like your bicycle. It's just no good unless you get out and use it. Start at home, practice it on your family, demonstrate it to your friends, share it with humanity. Obedience is not just doing what you are told, but doing what we all know in our hearts to be right and good. Anyone can put on a happy face when the going's good. The secret is to wear it as a mask for your problems and try to raise the spirits of others despite the trials you are personally facing. It might surprise you how many others are doing the same thing, and your moment of cheer may help them through their own struggles.
Scott is thrifty.
Means a lot more than putting pennies away, and it's the opposite of cheap. Common sense covers it about as well as anything.
Scott is brave.
You don't have to fight to be brave. Millions of good, fine, decent folks show more bravery than a heavyweight champion just by getting out of bed every morning and going to do a good day's work and living the best life they know how against a lot of odds. Keep this word handy every day in your life.
Scott is clean.
Soap and water help make a lot on the outside, but remember, it's the inside that counts. And don't ever forget that simple truth. Believe in anything you want to believe in, but keep God at the top of it. With Him, life can be a beautiful experience. Without Him, you're just biding time. We are here to honor Eagle Scout Nathan Hawley, but this is not the first time he's been recognized before in a court of honor. 6 times he has stood before you. First when he received a scout badge, then when he earned the rank of leading up to Eagle. Each time he has seemed a little taller, a little stronger, and a little more dedicated to ideals of scouting. Let's take a moment and reflect back on the steps that he took on his trail to Eagle. A new Boy Scout wears a badge of fleur-de-lis, the symbol of scouting around the world. The 3 parts of the fleur-de-lis represents the 3 parts of the Scout Oath, which he is beginning to learn and starting to live. A tenderfoot scout adds the fleur-de-lis, an eagle, and a shield representing the country, and 2 stars representing truth and knowledge. The second class scout wears a badge of a scroll with the scout motto, "Be prepared." Suspended from his scroll is a knot, reminding him to do a good turn daily. The first class scout wears a badge which shows a complete scout emblem. A fleur-de-lis, eagle, and shield, stars, and scroll, indicating that he has completed his basic scout training. Star Scout ventures forth to a life with unlimited opportunities, just like the stars of the night sky. He can shine as brightly as any of them. The star is on his badge, reminds him to reach higher and strive for greater things. The Life Scout is almost an eagle. The heart is on the badge, shows that he is taking scouting lessons to heart and has made the lessons of scouting a part of who he is. He is ready to spread his wings and fly. In a few short years, Nathan has undergone a miraculous transformation from someone who struggled to memorize the old scout and that oath and law to someone who has truly strived to live those words. From someone who wanted to go camping to someone who's been camping many times. From someone who needed to be led to someone who can lead others, and most importantly, from someone who was timid in his hike along the Scout Trail, to someone who has confidence in himself, what he has learned, and what he is capable of. One of the things now, what I would like to do is, I would like to tell the little story that one of the things that how I kind of feel that I influenced Nathan a little bit. I was very fortunate to go with him to Philmont, and he was one of 6 scouts that went. There was 2 leaders, and when we got there, it was a little intimidating. We were there, one of the first groups there, which was nice in a sense that we had plenty of resources available to us. That particular summer was pretty dry, and so we were fortunate that all of the stops, but I believe one, had water sources. It was interesting on some of the things that we had to go through. Right off the get-go, Nathan was nominated by his scouts, by his peers, for senior patrol leader. That was something very important to me, in a sense that you got to remember, Nathan was the youngest scout there by like 2 years. We had an Eagle, we had three Life Scouts, I believe, and I think we had four Life Scouts. So they were pretty much, and one of them was over 18. He had got in before his 18th birthday, so he was still allowed to go. So here's a scout that's, I think you're 14, if I remember right, leading these older kids. And I can remember Nathan coming to me and, you know, saying, you know, this is pretty uncomfortable. Are they going to listen to me? And I can remember telling Nathan, I said, do the best that you can. That's all you can ask of yourself. As long as you're giving your all and giving your best, then, you know, things will fall into place. And of course, you know, he had our support, but our support really wasn't needed. Once that was kind of established, it was amazing. We were there for, I think, 10 days, if I remember right. Our trek was scheduled for, I think, 88 miles. We ended up figuring we went about 105. We got lost once, which was, that added a few miles, but we got to see some fun scenery. But it was just interesting seeing Nathan grow through that period, because I can remember when we first got there, here's this timid little scout that, you know, is trying to, not only trying to fit in, but also trying to impress the older scouts, in a sense that he, you know, they chose him, so he wants to live up to that standard. And it was just fun watching that transformation. And as we were coming down the last day, that was probably the hardest one. It was about 14 miles. We left about 4 a.m. And coming down, when we got into camp, I think it was 101, 102, something like that. Pretty much ran out of water on the way down. It was trial. But we had one scout that more or less had a blister about the whole size of his foot. A shoe blew out about day 4. They all rallied around. Kind of helped him out, in a sense that, you know, they decided to split up a little bit of his weight, and so he was able to continue on. And I have to say this for myself, that was probably the first time I've drinking water out of a, you name it, we drank it out of stock ponds, out of stock tanks, out of silty creeks. I mean, we tried to use our filters the first day, and they pretty much blew up. So we were, they say scout is clean. Well, we didn't get showers till day 9. And so you can kind of imagine how that was. But you know what? It was amazing, because they didn't, at that point, after about the second day of thinking about it, it was like, you know what? This is, everybody has to do it. And it was just part of life. And it was just a very, very enjoyable trip. It was just a pleasure to see how not only Nathan, but how all the scouts, they matured. And I mean, it was great just, you know, seeing them work as a group. And it was probably, in my mind, it's probably one of the top, if not the top, experience that I had. And I think that's kind of where scouting is, where you see, in a nutshell, in 10 days, you see a scout come in from Cub Scouts, or even from just a little boy at 7 years old, first grade, scared, doesn't know what to think, doesn't know what to do, may not know anybody. And he comes in, and pretty soon he gets into his cub pack, goes into Tiger Cubs, and now he's got a group of friends. And fortunately, kids, especially that young, they make friends pretty easy. And it was just like here. We knew three. Nathan knew three of them. It was Nathan, Caleb, and Brady. We had one scout from Buffalo. We had one from Wisconsin. And we had another, I think, one. one or two from another troop here. So, you know, he was fortunate. He knew three or two other kids, but the other ones we'd never met until we actually met up the day we left. And so, and just seeing him progress again, you know, working up, you work up through the number of days. Here you work up through Cub Scouts, Weeblos, and then you get into Boy Scouts, and you start off as a, you know, scout rank, don't know anything. You think you might know something. But then you start learning, and just and the scoutmasters, I've been scoutmaster. There's other ones here that they can see that progress. And parents and adults, you might see that, you know, once a month or once a quarter. I mean, you're living with the scout, you know, you're living with your son, you know, every day. But you notice that in scouts how they grow. And I was fortunate enough to see that almost on a daily basis. And so. I feel very fortunate to be able to share that experience with Nathan. We had a couple of real good sit downs. It's one of those areas that you look around and God's all around. I mean, doesn't matter where you are, just the views, it's just a beautiful place. And so I feel very fortunate that Nathan, I got to experience that with you. When you came back, you were a totally different person. And I think that helped you move along, not only in your trail to Eagle, but it also helped you when you came back to lead and show some of these other scouts some of the things that you learned, some of the things you went through. And I think it gave you a better understanding, not only for your troop atmosphere, but also for life. And one of my goals when I was scoutmaster is, you know, I wasn't too concerned about the awards, because the awards come. I mean, if you're active, if you do, you know, if you show up on a normal time, or, you know, on a consistent basis, the awards will come. For me, it was more showing the scouts, you know, how to live the rest of your life. And I think that was a very important part in your life. And I'm proud to say that I was able to experience that with you. Now I'd like to call up Sean. I think Sean's got a few words for him. So, Sean.
Hello, and thank you for coming today to celebrate Nathan's Court of Honor. This event has taken Nathan not a week, not a month, or a year to accomplish, but a majority of his life. Sounds kind of funny, but it has. Not because he was slow or procrastinated, because he worked hard, persevered, and kept alive a dream to come to this day. I remember years ago Nathan walking across a bridge at Blue and Gold Night and being told, "You have graduated, and now you are a scout." I don't think it really set in that night. But come the following Monday, a quiet, timid boy came to Scouts and is probably thinking, "Why am I here? Can I do this? Can I go home?" Nathan sat out the shadows of a scout for a short while, but soon he stepped out to the edge of the shadows and looked eagerly into the light of Scouts. It looked so fun and inviting, and he wanted to be part of this new adventure. For those of you that may not know, Cub Scout is very parent-led. Cub Scout camps require the scout to camp with his parent. When they cross over to Boy Scouts, activities become more scout-led, and the campouts only often have two adult leaders. I remember his summer campout. It was Nathan's first big campout. He was to be away for a week without his parents for the first time. Many of our first-year scouts were nervous and very scared. The first 2 days took a lot of reassurance and extra support, but he didn't give up. To add to his nighttime anxiety, Nathan's first tent buddy was sick with a horrible cough. This led to additional all-night bonding sessions for the three of us for cough medicine and extra reassurance. Days 3 and 4 didn't need as much reassurance, and soon Nathan overcame his fears and nervousness and realized that he had the courage to finish the week. By the end of camp, he had gained a new confidence and didn't want to leave. For me as a leader, this was the turning point I saw for Nathan. Nathan stepped out of the shadows and into the role of a true Boy Scout. Subsequent campouts were now exciting and a challenge, and he had never looked back. Nathan's confidence and desire to excel gained a momentum that cannot be stopped. As scouts continue, Nathan stepped up and took on leadership positions voluntarily, and some were thrust on him. He quit following and began the transformation to become a good, strong, and effective leader that still continues. I stepped out of scouts at this time, but continued to watch Nathan's progress from the outside. Nathan worked hard at scouts and persevered through tough and challenging times, but also in his personal life, he had excelled and took on challenges that have strengthened him tremendously. For example, Nathan is an avid soccer player and has progressed from a player to reffing the game. Can you imagine a young adult having to withstand the constant barrage from 100 armchair coaches and parents yelling at you, "What kind of call was that?" and be able to have the confidence in your ability and stand up for it. This is an example of the confidence he has gained moving through Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and now stands here as an Eagle Scout. Nathan has turned from a shy, timid boy to a young adult who has gained a new confidence in everything he does. I am very proud of you, Nathan. And leave you with this. Always remember your faith, family, and friends. God has given you the greatest gift of all, and that is your faith, and your parents have strengthened that in you. This is the greatest gift of all, and never lose it. Remember, through Him, all things are possible. Next is your family. Always honor and cherish your parents, even if you think that they don't know anything right now. You will later find out that the greatest wealth of knowledge and care and understanding they are passing on to you to make you even more stronger. And let us not forget your brother. He is your biggest fan, and he looks up to you for help and guidance. Teach him well. Give him a tower to look up to so that he may succeed also, for he is your best friend. Next are your friends. Choose them well. Don't let an immoral, unethical friend lead you astray. A close set of friends will stay with you forever. Congratulations, Nathan, on your hard-earned and well-deserved accomplishment of Eagle Scout. I am very proud of you.
Well, Nathan, it's, you know, being the current Scoutmaster, I guess I get to go last, and it's going to be a hard act to follow following your previous Scoutmasters. But what I'd like to say, Nathan, is I met Nathan about 4.5 years ago when my son came into the troop and I started volunteering. And one of the things that I've always noticed about Nathan is Nathan was always driven. Nathan always wanted to do his best, and he always did his best to achieve. He was always worked hard on his ranks. He always worked hard on everything. Now, part of being in the scouting program is your earlier ranks are about learning skills. Your later ranks are leadership. Now, when you get to the leadership part of this, I'm sure that any of the former patrol leaders, senior patrol leaders will tell you, this is tough. And it's tough as an adult, too. And Nathan has high standards, high expectations, and you're out there trying to lead the formation, and the formation's going down, and you're at the head of the formation. You look around, where are your wingmen? They've disappeared. It's kind of like if you looked at from the movies, squirrel, and everybody's looking away. And this is a challenge because in Boy Scouts, this is a boy-led organization. And it's tough for these. And when you have high expectations like Nathan, it gets frustrating, didn't it? And Nathan had some frustrations along this journey. But I tell you what, he learned also through this journey. He learned that if you can bring people up to their best, where they're performing their best and they're doing their best, that's okay. You try to bring people up to this as high a standard as you can get them. You try to coach people. You try to bring them along. You try to move them as well as you can. And Nathan did an excellent job at that. So the other thing that Nathan and I share is Mr. Ryman sometimes gets a little excited. I've grown being a Scoutmaster too, but there have been times where the boys have gotten the Scoutmaster a little frustrated, and we had to explain why we don't do certain things. Well, Nathan started grading my speeches, and he's got a couple of his favorites that he likes to remind me of. Well, it's a good thing that he's taught me that you need to relax a little bit and maybe take it down a notch. And the last speech that I gave, Nathan gave me about a 4 for delivery, which is a good thing. And we've had a lot of fun with that through the years. So through the years with scouting, it's been great to watch this young man grow from, like everybody said, a timid scout, who's always been very focused on how he performs and how he does, to a leader where he's focused on how do I get other people to achieve as much as I like to achieve or be their best. And to finally completing this Eagle is Eagle Scout, which is the culmination of his scouting career. So Nathan, I'd like to congratulate you on achieving this. It's been fun being a part of your journey, and I hope that you use your lessons that you've learned in scouting for the rest of your life. They will stick with you. Thank you. With that, Nathan, I would like to please come forward for the presentation of the rank. Nathan, as our court of honor begin tonight, you joined with your fellow scouts in repeating the scout oath. Now you will stand before us and repeat a new oath, the Eagle Scout promise. As when we started this meeting, you will not be saying these words alone. Though the words you say are similar to those you've said so many times tonight, they will mean more to you than they have ever. When you pledge yourself on your sacred honor, you will be sealing your oath with the words that close the Declaration of Independence. I'd like all Eagle Scouts in the audience to please stand and rededicate themselves by repeating the Eagle Scout promise with our new Eagle Scout. Please make the Scout sign and repeat after me. I reaffirm my allegiance.
I reaffirm my allegiance.
To the three promises of the Scout Oath.
To the three promises of the Scout Oath.
I thoughtfully recognize.
I thoughtfully recognize.
And take upon myself.
And take upon myself.
The obligations and responsibilities of an Eagle Scout. On my honor, I will do my best.
On my honor, I will do my best.
To make my training an example.
To make my training an example.
My rank and my influence.
My rank and my influence.
Court strongly for better scouting.
Court strongly for better scouting.
And for better citizenship.
And for better citizenship.
In my troop.
In my troop.
In my community.
In my community.
And in my contacts with other people. To this I pledge as my sacred honor.
To this I pledge as my sacred honor.
2. The Eagles in the audience may now be seated. Will Nathan's parents please join him now? Nathan, your parents have undoubtedly been your primary source of help and strength. No one will ever know the unnumbered acts of self-sacrifice that your mother has made for you. We'll just let that float a little bit there.
Just let that hang.
I would invite your mother to pin the Eagle Medal on your uniform. Nathan, in recognition of your mother's devotion and love, please present her with this Eagle's mother's pin.
And don't stick her, please.
I also got my mom a necklace for her to wear.
Nathan, your father has been a source of much advice and guidance along the Eagle Trail. So I would ask him to present your Eagle Scout certificate to you.
Right, so I have for you here your certificate, and hopefully you can put that in your office or in your house.
In return, Nathan, please present your father with this eagle lapel pin. And now, with great pleasure, I'd like to present Troop 1013's newest Eagle Scout. But before we go on, there is one more pin to present. There is one more pin in this box. It's the mentor's pin, presented by the new Eagle Scout to someone he considers to have been vital and important to his journey to reach his rank of Eagle. Mr. Dukart, would you please come forward?
Mr. Dukart helped me through the very first part of my scouting career, which was the hardest for me, being young and afraid, I guess. So, thank you.
Thank you. And just as a side note, when you get to the reception, ask Nathan and Mr. Dukart about how to take care of cast iron and cooking eggs. Nathan, your parents now have a few presentations.
We got a couple. All the leaders have kind of alluded to Nathan from here to here, and we've been through it every day. The text messages from campouts that he was nervous or worried about something, the numerous times that happened, and they became less frequent as he got older. It was fun to watch him go from being timid, like they talked about, in scouts and in his regular life, to being confident in who he is and what he can do. To that, your mother and I have an Eagle belt buckle for you. Don't want to put it on your Philmont belt, because that belt buckle you earned, but I know you have others. You have others that this can go on. It is an eagle, and on the bottom it says, "Prepared for life, Boy Scouts of America." The other part of this, and Sean alluded to it, is Nathan has two loves in life so far. Scouting is one of them, and soccer is the other. Two things he's been passionate about since he was very small. When he started scouting at 11, shortly after that at 12, he took the referee's exam and started refereeing soccer. And like Sean said, that's interesting for a 12-year-old to have full-grown adults on the sidelines yelling at him. And through that time, he's had many mentors and a lot of support from the refereeing community in Wyoming. One of those is somebody who couldn't be here, Miss Chris Wolf, and her husband, Charlie, who have been a referee assigner in the state for years and is kind of the mama bear that protects the referees, kids around the state. And if you want to see a herd of golf carts descend upon a soccer field at a tournament, somebody needs to tell her somebody's abusing one of her youth refs. She doesn't stand for that, and boy, it gets shut down fast. So she had sent this to me. He has also talked since he was that old, because you flip a coin at the beginning of every soccer game. Boy, wouldn't it be cool if I got Eagle Scout? I could flip with an Eagle coin. So, Chris sent this, which is an Eagle Scout emblem, in the hopes that you'll use it in your referee.
Yeah,
The other coin I have here is a challenge coin. Those that have been in the military, you've heard of challenge coins and what they are. They use them for different reasons than I hope he uses them for. But it's something I hope you will keep with you to remind you of the oath you took. It's written on the back, and it is just a picture of the Eagle Scout emblem, and that's from me to remember this day.
And now is Nathan's time to present any remarks that he wants to.
So I'm not good at talking to people, but I would just like to thank everybody for their support to get me to here, or I wouldn't be here where I am right now. So I just want to thank everybody for coming and celebrating this. So.
Well, this concludes our ceremony. We still have a couple things left as far as retrieving the colors, and also we have a Scoutmaster circle that we'll do right after the retrieving of the colors. There is also snacks and food and drink downstairs afterwards, so if you're able to, please stop by, congratulate Nathan, and I'm gonna call up the color guard now, so.
Audience, please rise. Color guard attention, audience attention. Color guard forward march. Color guard halt. Prepare to retrieve the colors. Retrieve the colors. Color guard reform ranks. Color guard forward march. Color guard halt. Color guard dismissed. Audience dismissed.
Could I have all current and former scouts and scoutmasters please come forward?